Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 28th of April. The relationship between the oil market and social media posts from US President Trump is likely to continue to change in the coming weeks. While the developed economy had reserves to replace the missing oil, Trump's late-night speculations on where the war might be going were able to move financial markets, as they changed expectations about future physical supply. The closer that we get to a point where physical supply is limited, the less shifting expectations will be able to change the near-term oil price. That's bad news for speculators rushing to put on conveniently timed trades around Trump's announcements, and it's bad news for the wider economy. Consumers should still be able to limit the damage, however, as they are using savings to smooth consumption rather than cutting back on non-oil consumption. So the price effect will come well before the real economic effect fully takes hold. The Bank of Japan left interest rates on hold, but there was more dissent in favour of a rate increase, with 3 of the 9 votes looking for a tightening. It is important to recollect the starting point of the different central banks before the war began. In Japan, there was a sense, albeit not universal, that policy was accommodative and should be tightened. That encourages the idea of rate hikes, even if looking through the temporary effects of the oil price spike. In Europe, the ECB was neutral, suggesting masterful inactivity, even with oil price effects. In the UK and the US, policy started this year restrictive, and the need to ease would only be changed if second-round inflation effects from the oil price increases became obvious. UK's British Retail Consortium Shop Price Index for April, measuring price changes from selected retailers, showed less inflation than had been expected. There was discounting of food prices and ongoing deflation in non-food retail. The timing of Easter and school holidays can always be a bit of a complication around supermarket pricing schemes, but the good news from this is that on the basis of at least very early data, the UK is not currently showing evidence of second-round inflation effects. We know consumer spending continues to be quite robust, but consumers seem to be more price-sensitive. This therefore gives real economic growth without evidence of second-round inflation, which is probably the best economic outcome one can expect at this stage, though doubtless Bloomberg will strive to find a negative spin somewhere. The ECB's inflation expectations data is due, which is not especially important as consumers are terrible at forecasting inflation. Future economy-wide price increases are assumed to be the same as past perceived price increases for a small number of high-frequency purchases. However, too many financial market participants half remember the economics they were taught decades ago and give unnecessary weight to this sort of data. The US offers a consumer sentiment poll which just reflects political partisanship. Last week's Michigan data shows a laughable comparison between Republican and Democrat stated views of the economy. The Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey comment section released yesterday was very much focused on uncertainty. Tariffs also played a large role, war consequences notwithstanding. Policy uncertainty was supposed to be fading in the States, or at least something that could be managed this year. Its persistence is a potential economic problem. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.